king. Amen, amen, and amen. Reason, praise God. Amen, is our subject today, praise God. And amen, praise God. Not only is it the subject of our message today, but amen, praise God, it is a blessing that God has given unto all men. We, amen, praise God, unlike, amen, praise God, the rest of God's creation, yes, amen, have been endued by our Creator, yes, amen, praise God, with a power of reason. Amen, praise God, we are able, praise God, to, amen, look at things and establish things that are true and factual, praise God, and we're able to weigh, amen, praise God, in our mind, praise God, those things against other things that we may be considering. And amen, praise God, because we're able, praise God, to do that, amen, we have the capacity, amen, to reason. Amen, praise God. And while, amen, praise God, our brains are like computers, can you say amen? And truth is, there is no computer that's anywhere close to, amen, what our brain is able to do. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God. And though the mechanics of the computer, amen, praise God, might be faster in reaction time than our brains, praise God, amen, praise God, the computer is limited, amen, praise God, to what you put into it. Amen, praise God. And so if it is improperly programmed, amen, praise God, then, amen, the results that you get, amen, praise God, will not be accurate. The term is garbage in and garbage out. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And even when, praise God, amen, information that is put into the computers are accurate and correct, hallelujah, praise God, the computer lacks the ability to reason. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God. It can, amen, praise God, use, amen, praise God, statistics, and it can come up with a statistical answer, amen, because you put, amen, praise God, parameters in there that, amen, allow for certain variations, praise God, and it can come up with an answer, can you say amen? But the computer is not able to reason. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, amen, praise God, man then is special, praise God, from any machine and from any other creation, praise God, that God has made, amen, praise God, amen, on the earth, can we say amen? Because we have that ability to reason. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God, it is not something to be taken lightly because it's special. Can you say amen? And because it is, amen, and is given to us, amen, from God, amen, it is expected of God that we use, amen, the gifts that He has given us, and that we be, amen, praise God, users of reason. Amen. Tell your neighbor, God expects you to reason. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. But, amen, unfortunately, as we look at Israel's, amen, praise God, condition, amen, because they were tied, amen, and got themselves entangled with idolatry. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God. And so, because of those things, amen, God wanted Israel to reason. Just look at what it is you are doing. Can we say amen? And I need not go back over all of what Isaiah spoke. Can you say amen? But he, amen, brought, amen, the nation to understand, amen, what an idol was. And the bottom line of what idle is nothing. Idle cannot think. Idle cannot move. Idle, praise God, amen, praise God, cannot, amen, praise God, create. Idle cannot deliver. Can we say amen? And amen, because idle can do nothing, amen, praise God, it is not reason for you to worship an idol. Can we say amen? And so Israel was brought, amen, by Isaiah, praise God, to examine that they were worshiping. Sometimes, praise God, amen, if we open our eyes and allow our mind to be involved in reasoning, amen, those things that captivate us, amen, would have no power over us. And why does it have no power over us? Because we're able to reason. Can we say amen? And so God, amen, praise God, lays out before Israel, amen, the truth of the matter. Amen, praise God. He lets Israel know that you cultivate a certain kind of tree. Can you say amen? Because the wood is strong and it can go and undergo, amen, praise God, amen, the fire and the overlayment, amen, with brass or, amen, silver. Can you say amen? And so you pick out the cedar or you pick out the ash, amen, out of the forest. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Not only do you pick out a tree, praise God, that is strong, praise God, amen, praise God, but when you use that tree, amen, praise God, you use it for more than, amen, just one purpose. The tree's cut down, can you say amen? And amen, part of it, amen, you use it and burn it in the fire that you might warm yourself. Amen, another, amen, part of the tree that the coals from the ashes, praise God, you use to roast your meat and cook your bread. Can you say amen? You stand by the fire, praise God, and you warm yourself, amen, with the fire from the burning of the Lord. Amen, praise God, and you, amen, praise God, are able to look and say, aha, I see the fire. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. But then, praise God, having used that tree in all of those other purposes, you take aside another part of that tree and you bring in, amen, praise God, the carpenter, and you bring in the metal worker. Can you say amen? And the carpenter shapes it, amen, praise God, and the metal worker overlays it with brass. Can you say amen? And you make it after the form and the fashion that you have designed to make it of. Can you say amen? And then you bow down to it and call it a god. Can we say amen? And so, praise God, we might look lightly at what, hallelujah, God did for Israel to demonstrate to them, amen, praise God, that their eyes were closed. Amen. There was not understanding in them that they were able to reason in their own mind that this is a tree that I cut down out of the forest. I burned it in the fire. I used it to roast my meat. I used it to break my, bake my bread. And now shall I fall down to it and call it a god? Lord, and we see, amen, praise God, as we are able to reason, we see the foolishness of what they were doing. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God, we see, amen, praise God, and it makes no sense, amen, praise God, for them doing what they were doing because it was not at all reason. Can we say amen? And amen, praise God, and we look at it lightly and say, praise God, amen, praise God, they should be able to see, amen, praise God, right away. way. How foolish that was. But here we are in 2017, and we allow things that captivate our mind. Can we say amen? And amen, we allow us ourselves to be brought into, amen, praise God, even a worship of that that is not God. And amen, and I'm here to remind you, amen, praise God, that reason would dictate, amen, praise God, that the only thing worthy, or the only one worthy of our worship, is our God and our Creator. Y'all need to praise Him. You need to give Him the glory. The only reason, amen, you are alive, amen, is because of a God that has loved you, amen, not because of your worth, not because of your ability, not because of who you are, but because of who He is. Y'all need to praise a God that is love. You need to praise Him this morning. You need to give Him glory. Just say amen. There's one thing about reason. When you apply it, amen, it will bring light and understanding. And thank God, amen, that every human being, amen, has been given the ability by God to reason. Tell your neighbor, thank God that I can reason. Thank God that I can reason. Because I'm able to reason, amen, the devil can't give me anything. Because I got a mind, and I have understanding, and I'm able to weigh, hallelujah, what I'm looking at. I'm able to reason. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Amen, God, who is our Creator, since He gave you the ability to reason, wants to reason with you. Can you say amen? He didn't just want you reasoning among yourselves. Can you say amen? But God wants you to reason with Him. How many know when you reason with God? Amen, praise God. God can enlighten us and bring us to a better understanding. Tell your neighbor, reasoning with God, amen, can turn your life around. Reasoning with God can bring you out of darkness into a marvelous light. Reasoning with God will let you weigh what is really valuable and what ain't so valuable. And y'all better praise Him with this. Can you say amen? And so God invites a man, amen, to come and to reason with Him. And the Lord says, come and let us reason together. Can you say amen? How many know, praise God, that anybody in flesh got sin? Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, anybody in flesh got sin? Amen, praise God. As David let us know that we were born in sin. We were shapen in iniquity. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Amen, sin. Amen, praise God, is common to humanity. But there is good news. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Why? Because God has an answer and a remedy for sin. I need to praise Him. Can you say amen? Hallelujah, brother. Amen. To get that answer, to get that remedy, amen, we got to go to God. And God invites us to come to Him. And He says, come and let us reason together. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank God. There is nothing that can keep you from redemption if you want to live. If you want life everlasting, there is no devil in hell. There is no demon that can keep you from having life everlasting. All you gotta do is let God know, I wanna live. And if you wanna live, you can live. Can you say amen. But amen, praise God, we've got to do some reasoning. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God, one thing you got to figure out, that you can't live all on your own. You're going to need a giver of life to have life. And if you don't have, amen, a giver of life, then you don't have no life. Can we say amen? Every one of us natural beings, hallelujah, was given life, amen, praise God, amen, by our parent. And it go all the way back to Adam and Eve. And who gave them life? God. Can you say amen? So behind every natural living thing, there is God. Can you say amen? But natural life is not eternal life. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, praise God. Amen. Man is involved not only with natural life, but he's involved with something eternal that will ever live, and that is your soul. Amen. Praise God. Tell your neighbor, amen, I got something that is eternal. Can you say amen? My soul, amen, praise God, is from God. It is the very breath, amen, of God abiding on the inside. Amen. Praise God, of this body. Amen. Can you say amen? But, amen, praise God, your soul is not my soul. Lord, can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Amen, your consciousness, your being identifies who you are. Can you say amen? Guess what? I can imitate you. I can try to talk like you. I can try to dress like you. I can try to act like you. But I can never be you. Can you say amen? You are you all by yourself. When God made you, amen, you were unique. Can you say amen? And you were an individual identified as who you are. But common to all of humanity is that we all have a soul. Amen. Praise God. All of us have consciousness toward God, and all of us are able to reason. Can you say amen? And concerning your soul, God said, save it. Amen. Tell your neighbor, don't lose it. God said, save it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Even if you're young, you got a soul. You don't wait till you get to 31 or 21 or 41 to get a soul. Can you say amen? You already got a soul. Amen. Praise God. When you come into this world. And so, praise God, even the youth, amen, are told by God, save your soul. Don't let your soul be lost. You say, but I ain't but 16. Don't let your soul be lost. I ain't but 16 or 17. Don't let your soul be lost. Can you say amen? And loss of the soul is not cessation of being, praise God, but it's separation from God for eternity. Can you say amen? If that were not bad enough, amen, to lose your soul, amen, praise God, amen, is to be placed in a place of judgment where, amen, amen, there is a fire that will be burning eternally. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? And that place will be a place of torment. Amen. Not for a few years. Amen. Not for, amen, 20 or 30 years. Lord, you talking 20 or 30 years. You can't hold your hand in the fire 5 minutes. Can you say amen? And you talking 30 or 40 years, and that ain't nowhere close to eternity. Can we say amen? So praise God. When you reach, amen, praise God, what will come, amen, if we don't save our soul, amen, praise God, it doesn't make any sense for us, amen, to be lost when we have the opportunity to be saved. You better give him a praise. So God says, come here. Let us reason together. Because we always want to put up an excuse before God. Lord, amen, praise God. This is why I'm not saved. Can you say amen? But guess what? Amen. God went up on a hill on the place called Golgotha. Amen. Praise God. Allowed himself to be nailed to a cross. Oh, better praise him. Can you say amen? Every excuse, amen. No way. He opened doors. Can you say amen? Amen. And said to us, come here. Amen. Praise God. I know you did X, Y, and Z. Can you say amen? Amen. Tell your neighbor, God didn't save no good persons.
No. God didn't save no good persons.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to bust your bubble. But God didn't save no good people. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Everything God saved needed salvation. Everything God saved needed salvation. It was filthy. Oh, it was nasty. It was ugly. It was ugly. I was a wreck. Can you say amen? That's where we were. Can you say amen? Can you say they had no way out? Can you say amen? If God didn't love us, where would we be? We wouldn't have no way out. Can you say
amen?
Not only did he suffer, not only did he bleed, not only did he die, amen, praise God, but he put the devil on notice. Whosoever will, let him come. Can you say
amen?
Can you say amen, Jesus? And so, praise God, even though the enemy get in your face when you try to come to God, he cannot stop you. He cannot drive you. He cannot hold you out. Amen. Of the kingdom of God. But you got a reason.
Yes, yes, yes.
I got a reason. I got a reason. Amen. Do I want to die or do I want to live? They don't believe God. Amen. They die because they don't believe the word of the Lord. If you think you're going to get by some other way, hallelujah, then you are not pressed. Amen. Amen. The way of the Lord. And that is why it's going to take some faith for you to be saved. Can you say amen? God got the grace. Can you say amen? But you gotta have the faith. Amen. Tell your neighbor, God got the grace. But you gotta have the faith. Tell him again, God got the grace. But you gotta have the faith. Can you say amen? And so praise God. God said, come here. Let us reason together. Though your sin be a scar, I don't care how bad you were. I don't care how bad you are. In that moment, you can change your mind. Can you say, in that moment, you can decide, I don't want to die, I want to live. said, they shall be as white as snow. Tell your neighbor, only a God.
Yes.
Amen. tonight, you heard the word of the Lord.
Yes.
And if you reason of righteousness and you reason, amen, of justice,
yes,
amen, that is to come, you will also find out, amen, through reasoning, that you need a Savior.
Because
you can't do it on your own. Because the word of God has the standards of God.
Yes.
And no man on his own is able to come up to the standard
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
Y'all better pray. Receive you if you're never able to come up to the standard. Can you say, how in the world will God ever embrace you if you're never able to come up to the standard?
Yes.
But thank God, amen, because we couldn't do it, he was willing to do it for us.
Wow.
Amen. Praise God. Do you want to live?
Hey.
Amen. Praise God. That the only way to have life is to have the Son.
Yes.
If you don't have the Son, you don't have life.
My God.
Amen. Praise God. But God has made a way.
Yes.
And you say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For us to come.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Praise God. You ain't got to bring no money.
No.
And you say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. You ain't got to bring no cabbage leaf and nothing else.
Yes.
And you say, amen.
Amen.
God just wants you to come.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So many have come. And how do you come? Just like you are.
Yes. Amen.
And you sort of say, let me go clean up first.
No.
Let me go get that right. No.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes.
Because you can't get it done.
Amen.
On your own.
Yes.
But if you come to God, he can turn it around.
Amen.
Praise God. If your sins are as
scarlet,
Jesus. So we're invited to come. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Just like we are.
Yes, Lord.
Understand, God ain't telling you you can stay like you are.
No.
But he invites you to come just like you are.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Praise God. I tell you, amen. Praise God. If the drug addict came with a needle in his arm, to obey the to do what you
My
ask me to do. That will be his deliverance. That's afterwards. And guess what? When it comes, you're going to want to do it. When you reason, amen, praise God, what that heroin did to you, I don't want that. When you reason what the alcohol and that
Lord.
So God wants us to reason.
Yes,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
When we begin to reason, praise God, our eyes and our ears understand. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
And we reason, praise God, and believe in God. We reason.
Yes.
And why should I die?
No,
Lord.
Yes. Jesus.
Why should I stay blind when I can see? Why should I remain sick when I can be healed? It's not reason.
Jesus.
It's not a reason.
No.
In other words, it makes no sense
for
me to die in sin.
Yes.
Amen. And be eternally tormented.
Yes.
But I can come to God.
Yes.
And give him my sins.
My
and
Lord.
Guess what? He doesn't leave.
No.
He sticks around.
Yes.
Because you're going to need him again.
Yes.
And again.
And again.
And again. Yes. And again.
Yes.
Can you say
amen?
Amen. Amen. Praise God. So he don't leave you. Amen. Praise God. He stands there with you. It's not a reason, praise God, that we would spend all of the time that we have to live seeking and pursuing everything else
Jesus.
But the salvation
of
our soul.
Amen.
It's not a reason.
Jesus.
It's not a reason, praise God, that we would put ourselves out, extend ourselves to the very end for things that will perish.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen. Amen.
And we don't want to go just a little ways for that that will give us eternal benefit.
My God.
It's not reason.
Jesus.
Amen. It's not reason, praise God, that we would allow this or that, amen, praise God, to keep us from life eternal when God gives it freely to whosoever will. There is nothing you can put in that balance against eternal life that will outweigh amen. What God has for you. How many houses you got. How many friends you got. How many people you know. What does God say? What does it profit us?
Yes, yes, yes.
If we gain the whole world, lose his soul. It's just not reason.
No.
Can you say
amen?
So praise God that God wants us to come to him. To reason with him, to understand from him that what he offers us, amen, praise God, nobody else is able to give.
Amen.
Amen, praise God. You want peace? God
died. Yes.
Amen, praise God. You want, amen, a stillness of heart?
Jesus.
God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen, praise God. You want to be able to go through your storms? And still come out like you ain't even been in those storms. Then you're going to need a God to go with you.
Yes, yes.
Amen. You want to be able to know which way to go when you don't know which way to go.
Yes.
Then you're going to need a God to give you
Yes.
And you say amen.
Amen.
It's not reason, praise God, that we forsake these things for our own things.
Yes.
So God invites us to reason. He does,
amen.
And I'm telling you the truth. If you be honest of heart and sit down and just reason.
Hallelujah.
What have I got?
Hey.
That's more valuable than my soul. You're going to say no. You say
amen.
What have I got that's more important to me than my soul? And you're going to say nothing. Amen. What do I have that's really more valuable than my soul? And you're going to say nothing. Can you say amen? And since it's nothing more important, nothing more valuable, nothing more, amen, precious than your soul. It's not reason that you put your soul in jeopardy.
Hey, that's right.
For anything.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. It's just not reason. And so God has given us the ability to reason.
Amen.
So then everybody that want to be saved, everybody that want God, can find him and have him. How you know, preacher? Because God already said that you will seek me and find me.
Yes.
That's what he said.
When you search for me.
Yes. With your whole heart. Scripture.
Nobody gonna push you in the hand.
No.
Nobody gonna drag you in the
hand.
Nobody gonna make you be saved.
Yes.
If you wanna be lost, it's gonna be up to you. Amen. Praise God. If you want to spend eternity in hell, or excuse me, the lake of fire. Amen. Praise God. That's up to you.
Yes.
It's absolutely, positively your choice.
God,
but reason says, why would I die
my Lord,
when I can live? Why would I have Jesus when I can have everlasting life? Why would I be lost when God has already paid the price for my salvation? Y'all won't go to New York. Amen. Praise God. Unto the show. I know. But y'all will go to New York to the show. Them tickets cost $100, $200, and $250. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Are y'all hearing me? Amen. Praise God. And you get up there and you want to see the show, and somebody giving you a ticket to go in for free. And you want to see the show. And they say, you got a free ticket. And you want to see the show. But then they say that's a no-brainer.
No-brainer.
You ain't got to think about that.
I'm telling you.
If you want to see the show, and you got a ticket to go in. And they offer here. You go in. Man, that ticket cost $250.
It happened just like that.
Don't worry, I'll pay for it.
Yeah. That's why it happened.
I'll pay for it.
It happened just like that.
I paid for it. That ticket, man. And you'd be running up to the box office with it.
Yeah,
here it is. Here my ticket. It just brought me to my seat. But here God is.
Go ahead,
amen. Praise God. Let me tell you, first of all, Ringling Brothers didn't have the greatest show on earth. No, it wasn't then.
Yeah.
God.
Yes, that's right.
Greatest
amen.
Show on earth.
Yes.
Did you say
amen?
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And guess what? The admission was so high, you could have never got in.
Never could have got in.
It was too high. But you wanted to go.
Hallelujah.
I want to go. But I ain't got no money to get in. But God said, look, amen, praise God, here's a ticket for free.
My God.
You can take this. If you take this ticket and you got faith enough to walk up to that box,
that's what you do.
Throw that ticket down.
Yes.
Amen. You can walk right in and get your seat.
Yes.
And
amen.
And God has done that for us.
Amen. Wonderful thing.
And we all be saying, I want to go to heaven. I was saying it before I got saved.
Yes.
I want to go to heaven.
Yes.
I wasn't doing stuff to get to heaven, but I want to go to heaven.
Yes.
Just say amen.
Amen.
But amen, praise God. We have to take what God offers us freely.
Freely.
He offers us freely.
Wonderful.
Life eternal.
Yes.
All you got to do is take it. Amen, praise God. But unbelief will keep you from taking it. And so unbelief is your enemy.
Yes.
If you don't believe the word of God, that's going to stop you from having eternal life.
Yes.
If you don't believe the requirement of God, that's going to stop you from having eternal life. But if you make up your mind, amen, that I really want to live, and God is telling me, do this, this and this. He said, repent. He said, get baptized in Jesus' name. He said, wait, I'm going to fill you with the Holy Ghost. If I really want eternal life, I'm going to do that, that, and that. And amen. Praise God. And I'm going to expect to have from God eternal life.
Amen.
And the good news is, you ain't got to worry.
Because
you got a whole lot of witnesses.
You sure have
already done it. Can you say thank you?
Thank you.
Already done. Let them live,
right.
He would let you in.
Yes.
So the question becomes just one simple word. Will you receive?
Amen.
Give him a praise.